to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
And if you are a regular listener of Thursday Live, you'll be knowing that this is the time for the segment Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, in which we explain the meaning of two names of the Lord from the Ashtottaram every week and also narrate a story related to this name. But today and next week, we will skip two segments of this Ashtottaram Shatanamavali program, because this is the week of celebration in which we are going to celebrate Swami's 92nd birthday. Yes, next Thursday, 23rd of November, is Swami's 92nd birthday. Well, dear listeners, when we say it's Swami's birthday, what does it really mean to us? As Swami has said, he can't be bound to birth and death. So what does it mean that it is Swami's birthday? Why do we celebrate Swami's birthday? So on that theme, today, right now, we'll be playing two talks, short talks, given by Swami students. In fact, these two talks are by two boys who are currently studying in Vrindavan campus of Swami's university, pursuing their BSc degree. And these two boys have been in Swami's fold from their childhood and have learnt in Swami's institution for many years. And in these talks, they share their understanding of what Swami's birthday is for them. So the first talk will be by Brother Sai Vamshi Krishna, which will be followed by Brother Shiva Singh. Two short talks and interspersed by a beautiful song, which again tells that Swami can't be bound by birth and death. He is beyond all those. So first, let's listen to this talk. And on other side of the talk by Brother Shiva Singh, you will be joined by Brother Bishu for his segment of the day.
Om Shri Sai Ram, invoking Bhagavan's divine blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Sai Vamshi Krishna, and I am a student in the Vrindavan campus of Bhagavan's institutions. I am right now doing my BSc Physics 3rd year. I joined the primary school in my first standard. And I guess over the 15 years that I have stayed over here, and I am still continuing to, we have had many festivals which have been celebrated with great pomp and grandeur. Dashara, Diwali, Christmas, different ones. But being a Sai student, for us the most important festival, or rather only for us, what was the best festival was Swami's birthday. And so I would like to just recollect as to how this concept of Swami's birthday was to me when I joined, and as I grew up, how it evolved with me. As a kid in my first standard, we never knew words such as omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. We did not know what was God. As a first standard kid, Satya Sai Baba was someone we went to meet on Thursdays and Sundays. Our parents had told us that he was God, and that was our belief. We did not know what God was, but we just knew that he was the most powerful person in the world. And so we used to go to have darshan of Swami. We did not know why, but we just knew that Swami loved us and we were to love him. We were taught that way. And so Swami's birthday was told that it's a festival, and we believe that it's a festival. And generally when we look at our birthdays, we all like our birthdays because we get gifts. But we all like Swami's birthday even more because on his birthday, he gave us gifts. Maybe I'm confessing over here, but I like Swami's birthday mainly because we used to have a holiday from classes, almost 1 week no classes, every day go for mandir, the hectic schedule, and every day Swami would come. He would give us something, some chocolates, sweets, Swami would talk to us. And that was mainly why I liked Swami's birthday. And as I started growing up, this concept started changing. Because as when we were small, Swami was just a person who gave us chocolates, and that was why we liked him. But as we started growing up, you start to realize that there's more to life. Once we came to our 5th standard, 6th standard, that was the time when we were at an age where we could make cards. Till then we were always receiving from Swami. And so that was the time when we could make cards, and we used to make out cards, greetings for Swami's birthday. And that was when I actually realized a very curious thing. When we had to write a message on that, generally for the other festivals we would say, Swami, on this occasion of Sankranti, please bless us. Swami, on this occasion of, or Saima, on this occasion of Dashara, please bless us. When it came to the birthday, the message that we had to write, I was a little perplexed. Because I used to generally wish Swami, saying, Swami, happy birthday. So I thought we will wish. But normally when we wish, we say someone happy birthday, may God bless you. You know, suddenly when you say happy birthday, Swami, the next line is, may God bless you. And Swami is God. And you start thinking, okay, what am I supposed to write in the message for Swami's birthday? I thought about it, and finally I realized that there was nothing that I could tell Swami on his birthday. And I said, Swami, happy birthday, please bless us on your birthday. And that was the first time I started thinking about, what does Swami's birthday mean? Is it actually like a birthday that we all celebrate, that Swami also wants to celebrate his birthday? And for the first time I started thinking about, what does it mean to be in Swami's, I mean, no, we can never think about it, but did Swami really want his birthday to be celebrated on a grand scale? Did he want us to cut a cake for him? And as I started growing up, these thoughts used to go on. And then I realized, once I was big enough, that it was not that Swami wanted all this. We were trying to show our gratitude to Swami, and we used to make these cards for him and give him. We used to take this cake to Swami and say, Swami, please cut it. We used to go and say, Swami, happy birthday. In fact, Swami used to tell that, why happy birthday? I'm happy all the time. It was only for our satisfaction that we used to put a date and say, Swami, happy birthday. And this aspect of Swami's birthday, not just being one day, was made clear to me by one incident in my life, which I shall never forget. It so happened in my 10th standard that we were sitting in the mandir one day, and that day, the super speciality hospital in Bangalore, it happened to be their anniversary. So, since Swami had inaugurated, they always used to come to Parthiv and do a program. And that day, as usual, they generally show a video of how Swami opened the hospital and also some of the doctors working in the hospital. So, as you all be knowing, in 10th standard is the age when we are required to either diverge into the commerce stream or the science stream. So, at that time, somehow I was not going into the doctor as such, but more into engineering. But it had always been a dream of mine to become a doctor. So as I was seeing the video, I was actually moved by it. And a friend of mine who was sitting, we were just conversing and we were saying, what a great boon it must be. Being a doctor itself is a great boon. But being a doctor in Swami's hospital, I mean, that must be such a great boon, right? The service that you could do to so many people. And as we were talking, I was just thinking that, Swami, I am not becoming a doctor. Can I ever do this service to you? And so my friend was saying, it's okay, maybe we may not become doctors, but we can always come back for service in the hospital. As a batch, all of us can come back. And I said, see, when will it be possible that all of us in the batch, we will be scattered all across the country, when will it be possible that all of us will come together suddenly for service? And we're telling, yeah, the only time that might be possible is Swami's birthday. Because everyone comes for Swami's birthday. So we said, yeah, maybe on Swami's birthday time, around that time, we can say that we will come for Seva as a batch, 60 of us or whoever, we will come as a batch and do together in the hospital. And then we also will say that, Swami, we have worked in your hospital as some service we have done. And he had continued, and I was just ruminating. I was thinking, Swami, your birthday comes once in a year. And that too is just one day. In that 2-3 days around that one birthday of yours, how much service can we possibly do? I just thought, only one day for service in a year, Swami, into work in your hospital. And as I was thinking, I just realized that actually a song had started. So I was just awakened a little bit, and I looked up at the screen, the lyrics were going on. It was a beautiful song, an amazing song. So the lyrics were very beautiful lyrics, which were going like, Kahe bandhu mere sai ko janam maran mein. How can I bind my sai in this birth and death? How can I bind my sai in this worldly life? How can I bind my sai with the earth and the sea? So those sort of lyrics, and it was a beautiful song. And I was just, wow, I was marveling at the lyrics, and as I was seeing, it kept going up, and the peak or the crescendo note or this line, chorus line was, अबसाई के जन्मदिन होंगे हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में. एंड दैट जस्ट शॉक्ड मी बिकॉज आई वाज थिंकिंग स्वामी योर बर्थडे कम्स बट वंस इन अ ईयर एंड जस्ट इन अ मैटर ऑफ वन मिनट स्वामी टोल्ड मी अबसाई के जन्मदिन होंगे हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में. फ्रॉम नाउ ऑन एवरी डे एवरी मोमेंट एवरी सेकेंड इज गोइंग टू बी स्वामीज बर्थडे. एंड देन आई रियलाइज दैट एज किड्स और एज in this material world we had restricted saying that Swami was born on November 23rd, so that is his birthday, on that day we will go and cut a cake and so, but he is God. Could we actually just restrict him to that one day saying that Swami you are born on this day, Swami happy birthday on this day? And I was thinking, yes, Swami's birthday is every day. And as I started thinking more on these lines, I realized that there is another meaning. I was telling Swami that Swami we will come and do service on your birthday, it's not only one day. Swami is saying, no, my birthday is every day. Which means the second meaning is, do service every day, every moment, every second. Because I told Swami, I will do service on your birthday. And then came the third meaning, as I started thinking more over the years. And this miracle did not stop there. It gave me a lot of insight. Once it happened that I was thinking about Swami's Mahasamadhi, such things. It was around the birthday time, but ironically I happened to be thinking about Swami's Mahasamadhi because I was sitting in Vrindavan. We were looking at the Mahasamadhi. And I was thinking that about this song. And it said that ab Sai ke janam din honge har din har pal har kshan mein. So every moment is Sai's birthday. Then as I was looking at Mahasamadhi, I said, but Swami, your Mahasamadhi is there. If every moment is your birthday, how can there be a moment where you had left? And then I was confused. Because if every moment is a birthday, there has to be some, as we call in our terms, maybe a death day or something. But I said, Swami, your Mahasamadhi, then if every moment is a birthday, where is the Mahasamadhi? Then I realized, you know, we asked that question that if something has to die, it has to be born and vice versa. So I realized, but Swami, if you have to be born, you have to go. But if every moment you are born, how can you go? And suddenly in those 2 minutes, I got so confused in myself. And then I realized like what a fool I was, trying to again, what the song exactly said. Kahe bandhu mere sai ko janam maran mein. Again I was trying to put Swami within the confines of birthday and Mahasamadhi, Aradhana Mahotsav. You know, 24th and 23rd, and I was trying to do between these two dates, and I realized that what a fool I am. Swami's birthday is every day. And then it felt like, yes, the birthday is just meant for us as an occasion to offer our love to Swami. I'll just tell a small thing that Swami had told for students. It's not not related at all to this, but I will make the connection later. So it seems someone had asked Swami, Swami, why should we shave? Or Swami was telling that it is not that I want you to be clean shaven because I like it. It is just that if every time you shave, you think that Swami likes it and that is why I am shaving. When sometime in the future, Swami, you are in some trouble and you pray out to Swami and Swami will see, that fellow did something because I like it. And so he was giving us a chance to actually get some good karma. And so connecting this analogy to birthday. It is not that Swami wants us to come and celebrate his birthday and take on some, as many people do, 90 bhajans, everyday bhajans in the house, or for one full week bhajans or akhand bhajan just before Swami's birthday. It is that he is giving an opportunity to actually get some good karma. And I realized this, that every year before birthday we used to take up resolutions, saying that, okay Swami, this year I will become good. For us, New Year resolutions are not once we started on January 1st, but once we started on November 23rd. So Swami, from now onwards I will be. Or Swami, 10 days before your birthday, I am going to sit every day and write Likhita Nama Japa for half an hour. Or Swami, this month I will be like this. All the resolutions. Which is Swami, 1 month before your birthday, in this countdown period of 89 days, 92 days, I will do this every day. I will go for something. And then I realized that this was just an opportunity to give us some good karma so that later when he had to see, of course, his grace is always there. But he knew that yes, he was just giving us an opportunity. And that's why I feel that birthday is something which is very special. All of us should try to do something before Swami's birthday and offer it to Swami. It may be very simple, like saying, Swami, for this next 90 days before your birthday, I'm going to get up daily morning and maybe do Surya Namaskar. Something as simple as that. It need not be something very profound, but I realize that even these small things, and Swami notices. And so dear brothers and sisters, let us all decide that for this birthday, as we do for every birthday, let us make one resolution to Swami that we will follow any one of his teachings. truthfully, sincerely, be it whatever simple one it be something like, food is God, do not waste food, water is God, do not waste water, anything, but let us make the resolution that we will follow at least one teaching of Swami, and I am sure that He shall respond to our prayers. I know this would sound ironic to whatever I had said just now, but as I conclude, I am left with only one thought, and although it sounds silly, but in front of God we are just kids who are innocent. And so I would like to end again with saying, Swami, although I know you are omnipresent, omniscient, and you don't have birth, death, but still, as an innocent child of yours, happy birthday, Swami.
काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए कि साई बसे कण कण काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के साई ने सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के ये शरीर तो नश्वर है पर साई अनंत निरंतर है प्रेम से ये दिया उपदेश मेरा जीवन मेरा संदेश सत्य मार्ग पर चल के बने हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए कि साई बसे हैं कण कण में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन इस सृष्टि का है विधाता उस पे समय का कैसा बंधन
उसका जन्मदिन कैसे मनाए जो है अजन्मा नित्य सनातन। आओ साई की शिक्षा को जीवन में अपनाए, सबसे प्रेम और सबकी सेवा कर अवतरण मनाए, सबसे प्रेम और सबकी सेवा कर अवतरण मनाए। अब साई का जन्मदिन होगा हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में, अब साई का जन्मदिन होगा हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में, अब साई का जन्मदिन होगा हर दिन हर पल हर क्षण में। अब साई के दर्शन होंगे, अब साई के दर्शन होंगे, अब साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण में, अंतर मन में। अब ये जीवन धन्य हुआ है साई के प्रति समर्पण में, अब ये जीवन धन्य हुआ है साई के प्रति समर्पण में, अब ये जीवन धन्य हुआ समर्पण में।
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sairam, offering myself at Swami's Lotus Feet. I am Shiva Singh, pursuing my finally a BCom honors from the Brindavan campus of Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning. Sairam to everyone who is listening on the other end. When it comes to Swami's birthday, I am reminded of the many birthdays that I was gifted by Swami. First, of course, with gratitude to my physical mother, was the physical birth that I took, and that was my first birthday. A year after my first birthday, my parents came to know that my neighbors were conducting Balvikas in their house. Nobody in my family were devotees, but they just knew that it was some child development program kind of thing, and they enrolled me into that. Once I was enrolled into that, that I would call as my second birth, a rebirth, a second birthday. So that was when Swami took me into his fold. After a few years, the couple who was conducting the Balvikas, they told my parents about Swami's school here. And they said, your child is of the right age, he should write an entrance for the first standard. A side story to this, I have a temple at home, so it's a Shiva temple, and I as a child used to go and play in the temple. I used to sit on the side of the linga and put my hand on the linga as the armrest. Everybody who crossed would say, shh, get down, God will punish you, God will punish you. And this line hit me so hard. I was like, who is this God? Only punish, punish. I mean, I was so terrified by the word God. So my parents told me, my Balukas teachers had told me, if you pass this entrance test, you will get to see God. So I was so excited about it for one reason. I was like, I will pass this entrance test and I'll see God for once so that I keep away from Him all my life. So that was my prayer initially. And I struggled hard for a month, went and wrote the entrance test. I got a seat in the primary school. Then I was seated for Mandir the first day and they said, yeah, God is coming, God is coming. And you know, so much intensity I was waiting to see and Swami comes out there. All my hopes crashed. I said, is He the God you are going to show me? I had already come for darshan 2 years back for my sister's entrance. And I have seen Swami daily in my Balukas. It was such a joke to me. I said, oh, is He the God? I mean, He's so loving. And they said, God, God, God. So that fear of God, which was there, later, beautifully Swami turned it into love for God. That happened as days went by in primary school. It was so beautiful. After a month, we got so attached to Swami. We were just like His children. We were just waiting for the Thursday and Sunday to go and see Him. In those days, Swami used to come regularly for the morning and the evening darshans. So after a month on a particular Thursday, we went for darshan and Swami didn't come. They put the chair and Swami had sent word to give aarti. I saw that and I started crying. And Headmaster Aunty was saying, okay, we have to go. And I was crying. I said, I'm not going. I came here to see Swami. I should see Swami and then I should go. And, you know, innocence is the weapon that a child has. So with all my innocence, I cried. And Headmaster Aunty said, to pacify this child, the whole primary school will just wait for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, he'll stop crying and we'll go. After 10 minutes, she said, come, we'll go. Again, I started crying. I said, I have not seen Swami. I told you, till I see Swami, I will not go. She said, okay, another 10 minutes. And in the next 10 minutes, Swami came out. It was only primary school students and Swami in the Kulwant Hall. We were all around the place, I tell you. We got so many Padnamaskars that day. I can't share my joy because Swami went and sat and we rushed and sat as close to Him as possible. We were just around Him. And I of course pushed my way through and I was sitting right next to Him. And I was crying. This time it was tears of joy. Swami asked for prasadam to be got. He picked up a laddu, blessed the bowls and sent them. That one laddu, He quietly slipped it into my hand. I was next to Him. And my joy knew no bounds. Headmaster Aunty had observed this and she knew what had happened there. So I mean, it was these small, small things. It just, that 1 month, the fear of God turned into love for God. And at every stage, He corrected us. Coming to the birthday aspect, birthday means we related generally with gifts. Before Swami's birthday, He used to generally give us some gift or the other, chocolates, safaris, watches, and we would all be waiting for that opportunity. It was in our second standard, and Swami was having a little problem that time for standing. But Swami stood and started distributing safaris. We were in second. Swami started distributing safaris with 7 standard boys. And we were like, Swami, what is this? Maybe after giving 7 standard boys, He'll sit down. We were praying, praying, praying. Generally, in India, or anywhere for that matter, our intensity of prayer goes high when we are in a down situation. But then, really speaking, when you give a sweet to a sick person, he does not enjoy the sweet. He just takes the nutrition from it. But when you're happy, so this prayer was not that we are in a down situation. This was a prayer not to get any material benefit, but to be close to Him. So that is when you actually get the sweetness of the fruit of the prayer. So our prayers are intense. Swami, please, 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 you started with 7th. You know, either call first standard next, so that 2nd will be there. Or, you know, wait, wait, wait. And Swami called 6th. He stood throughout. 5th, He stood throughout. 4th, our prayers are more intense. Like after 3rd, if Swami sits, we'll be so down. And believe it or no, for every student in primary school, with that pain, He stood. And He gave us the safari with His own hands. That was such a nice moment for us. We felt so close to him. Similar kind of thing happened in our 7th. It was during the Sankranti time, and due to the rush, 7th class boys were made to sit on the gents' side, back. And Swami said, boys have done so well for sports meet, I'll give them gifts. He started giving gifts. This time he started from the first standard. And we were praying, Swami, how long will it go? You on the stage, and you're only giving gifts to primary school boys. Everybody else is waiting. First over, second over, third over, and 6 classes got over. And we were back somewhere, so they didn't want to disturb us. And then Swami said, one more class is left. And our joy knew no bounds. We got up there, you know, attracting all the attention. We came to the stage, came next to him, collected the gift, and we went back. I mean, when we look back, these are all times when I had prayed in the starting, I look at this God so that I never face him again in life. Little did I know that he was going to hug me for my whole life. So, looking back these 14 and a half, 15 years, it's been so wonderful. It's been many, many, many rebirths in this. Because, as they say, you must hit the iron when it's hot. And, exactly, you must shape a person's thinking when he's still young, when he's growing. That's exactly what Swami did to us. Every time we strayed away or our thoughts were going haywire, he got us back onto track. And that was where A rebirth. That's why I said the many birthdays that Swami had gifted me with. So I was just thinking, when I was asked this question, what Swami's birthday means to you? Swami being the infinite Lord of the universe, but for us, he is like our mother. So what a mother's birthday would mean to her child, and much more, because it's the divine mother. So that is what Swami's birthday would mean to us. Swami's birthday, it's not that we're trying to understand Swami, but although he's so big, we feel so close to him. It's actually a contrast. Somebody at such a high level, high position, you don't feel close. But here we feel so close because of the love that he gave us, like a mother. And I was just thinking, Swami, you gifted us so many things. You've given us the whole life. So what can we give you in return? And as Swami just says, if you want to offer your gratitude to me, share the love that you have received from me with others. So this birthday, I'm thankful to the RadioSci team and to Swami for giving me this opportunity to share my love that I have received from him with all you listeners. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. I offer this as a birthday gift to Swami. Thank you, Swami. Happy birthday.